Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, founder and CEO of Mickle Knight. I am an educator, author, speaker, health professional, and passionate about healthy and balanced living. Over the last 4 weeks, we have covered the ESPN, which is not quite the sports channel, which is ESPN, but we went through ESPM for emotional balance, spiritual balance, physical balance, and mental balance. And today we're pulling them all together to see how they complete the circle and create total balance in our lives. Remember, I was presenting it as a pie that is cut into four pieces, and each piece has one of those balances. So one piece is the emotional balance, another one the spiritual balance, the third one the physical balance, and the fourth one the mental balance. And the pie is complete, and it looks beautiful. And it's the same with our lives. When we look at it and we're balanced, we are doing so great. We are absolutely enjoying what's going on. We definitely feel healthier and happier, and things do not affect us as easily as when we are imbalanced. So the goal with these four sessions, and now the fifth one to recap, is definitely to reach total balance within ourselves, with the way we think, the way we behave, the way we exercise and help ourselves, the way we talk and walk. All these things belong together. The entire structure of life is actually in pie form. It includes all four aspects. And if one is out of balance, it's not complete. It's not the full slice. Somebody nabbed, ate away a little bit from it. And then it's not complete anymore. And we can feel that. And so by having the complete balance, we are usually quite healthy. We are smart. We use our brain. We think before we do something. We know that moderation is the key, and that healthy living, which includes healthy nutrition and good hydration. And with hydration, I'm not talking about alcoholic beverages. I'm saying one here and there is not going to hurt you, depending if you're on medication or not, then check with your doctor. I am not speaking from the doctor's standpoint. I'm speaking from my personal experience that I have as a nurse, a fitness trainer, a health professional, an educator, an author, and a speaker. So that's very different. So anything you hear, if you have any questions about it, please check in with your doctors first to make sure that it's safe and sound for you. Anyhow, so these four balances, again, emotional, spiritual, physical, and mental, we are using those every day, whether we are cognizant of it or not. It does not really matter, but we are using them every day. And it's just really amazing on how our body takes to the balance. Our mental acuity does not actually understand anything negative. So, excuse me, sorry about that. So it's much better to be safe and sound, to do what's good for us. Exercise mentally, physically. The spiritual balance does not have to do with being a fanatic in some sort of a religion or anything, but to find peace and quiet within you through yoga, meditation, Just listening to some calming music or something that really puts you at peace. That is good. Anyways, what I want to do is to see what my next session is going to be, how many I'm going to have of it and whatnot. It kind of depends on how you perceive how, first of all, the gifts that I'm giving you at the end help you. Do they give you clarity? These are ideas and things from other people, not from myself, so you get a different perspective also. That's why I'm making sure that you get a gift every time. Did my personal examples speak to you? Did you learn anything from it? Did you have an aha moment? Were you able to identify with it? Good. Now, do you have anything to add that helps or completes this circle? If you do, please feel free to write to me to dythomson@miklknight.com, and let me know what you think, or go on my website, which unfortunately still is not quite finished, but it's getting there. Things are working. It's just still behind the scene, but it will be public soon. It will be coming up. Then I have another question for you. Did you know before we covered the ESPN that these four parts were so important to life, or to live a balanced life, to be happy, healthy, and blessed? Blessed is not only in the religious way, it's also in the daily way. To be able to have a roof over their head, clothes on the back, food on the table, having a place to live. Doesn't have to be anything huge or extravagant, but something where your heart is that you can call your home. Do you now have four even slices of pie to complete the circle? Think about it. Take a few minutes after we're done here. Close your eyes and check in with yourself, your body, your mind. All these slices of pie, they are talking to you and they're explaining to you whether or not you are balanced. Also, do you feel like you control your life? You're in control of your stress, your eating habits, your drinking habits, whatever it is. Do you have that keyword moderation in your daily life? All right. Now, I want to say congratulations for allowing yourself to grow, to learn and improve in order to live a balanced life or a lifestyle and one of abundance, happiness, and health and blessings. I also want to share an experience here. Don't remember if I've done it before, but I have a dear, dear friend who was actually quite, or is quite an amazing person. And that friend of mine, didn't matter whether she was happy or sad or excited in a positive way or scared in a negative way, her body was talking to her constantly. For many years, actually, she suffered acute paralysis, and they were actually induced by her mental state. Whenever her body had a little bit too much of whatever it was, happiness, sadness, I told you all the different ones before, her body decided, I can't deal with it. I'm going to shut down. And she was paralyzed, either one side, arm and leg, or just the legs, both legs, or just both arms from the neck on to the waist, or sometimes the entire body. And the paralysis lasted anywhere from 20 minutes to, I think, 5 days. And then they finally found out that this was a word that I can't remember right now was genic. And it was so, so deep in her subconscious that she personally had no control over anything. It was her subconscious that actually psychogenic is the word, that her mental state just took charge of what it could accept and what not. Well, once my friend was in control of that, she has no longer had any paralysis, not even for a short period of time, because she learned how to balance her life, how to be happy, healthy, and count her blessings each and every day. And that is something that I wish to all of you. You might not be physically paralyzed. You might have some mental paralysis or some spiritual paralysis, or some might have some physical paralysis that are just temporary or that are permanent. And I'm not saying that all of them go away, but when our mental state is really in perfect condition and we're using it to the best of our ability and always learn a little bit more, then we can actually get healthier and accomplish more in our lives. I do have a wonderful gift below for you for listening, and it's also on YouTube, and the link is below. It's from Dr. Umar, and I was just fascinated when I listened to it. I really took the time to listen to it once and then another time just to get the information. My contact information for anything that you have to share with me or want to share with me is http://www.miklknight.com. That's MiklKnight.com. Or my email address, dythonson@miklknight.com. The phone number is 562-335-4956. And before I say goodbye, I want to tell you that today a friend of mine is publishing her Your Amazing Itty Bitty Book to Self-Esteem, and it's only 99 cents on Amazon.com in Kindle form or Kindle for PC. The book is written by Jade Elizabeth, who's a dear friend of mine. And if you want to gain a little bit more self-esteem, it's a short book, but it's to the point and very effective. And I bought it, and I'm going to read it today just because I know already kind of what's in there, and I'm totally excited about it. So please, even if you can't purchase it today, go online afterwards to Amazon.com and look for the amazing itty-bitty book on self-esteem written by Jade Elizabeth. You can still purchase it later. It just might be a little bit more than 99 cents. So for now, I wish you a very happy, healthy, blessed, and empowered day. And I'm going to say until next week, stay really on top of things. Excellent care of yourself. Stay balanced or get balanced and remain the best you can be. Give the best, do the best, and be the best you can be each and every day, so you will never have any regrets because you've done what you can do, and sometimes even and then some. So again, until next week, stay happy, healthy, blessed, and empowered. Talk to you then.